Time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with senior writer John Osher. Let's start with this. Blake Bortles has gotten better with every start. Can that continue? Is every Sunday going to be a step forward for Blake?
Well, I don't know if you're going to see a statistical step forward, but I'm anxious to talk to some players in the locker room today about is the confidence that they're starting to feel in him going to continue to grow. And I think it is so far. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the dynamics of the offense change as the receivers, as the tight ends sort of learn more about what he can do because he has a lot of strengths.
Tight end is a key word on the defensive side of the ball. Jaguars really struggled with that this year. And I talk in this week's Spotlight with JT Thomas, which comes out later this week, about covering Jordan Cameron.
Well, and he's a key because he's gotten better in the last couple of weeks. The Browns really try to run the ball. They're very patient with it. But then if you concentrate too much on the run, he can beat you. So as has been the case all season, dating back to last season, tight end has to be covered.
Finally, the Jaguars have to be able to run the ball. Now, you choose where that comes from, the up front guys or the running backs behind them.
Well, it got to the point on Sunday where they used screens, they used some short passes to get the running game going, trying to get in some sort of good down and distance situation. That's got to get better. We've been talking about it for 6 weeks. They have to establish the threat of the run to make this offense feel a little looser to give them opportunities to go downfield.
All right, there's just a few of the stories we're covering today and the rest of the week getting ready for Sunday against Cleveland. Your morning headlines right here on Jaguars.com. Have a great day.